For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Now let's tune in to the Houston Chronicle and a recent headline. Beheadings, a sign of Mexico turf war. Masked gunmen burst into a nightclub early Wednesday and flung five human heads onto the dance floor in what was easily one of the most shocking incidents of drug violence in Mexico this year. The assailants, suspected drug gang members wearing police uniforms, also left a message scrawled on cardboard. Quote, "The family doesn't kill for money, it doesn't kill women, and it doesn't kill the innocent. Only those who deserve it die. Let it be known this is divine justice." End quote. Michoacán's Attorney General Juan Antonio Magana played down the state's role in the violence. Quote, "This is lamentable and worrisome," he told reporters on Wednesday, "but it goes well beyond our borders." End quote. At stake is the distribution of tons of cocaine and other drugs, which will end up on the streets of Los Angeles, Houston, and other American cities, and traffickers are more than willing to kill for their share of the multi-billion-dollar trade. Quote, "The major part of the nation is now embroiled in organized crime feuds. Traffickers' increasingly gruesome methods include blowing their victims up with grenades, cutting them to pieces, or chopping off their heads. Gang members are also more brazen in choosing their targets. On August 17th, suspected hitmen gunned down a federal judge. Judges who are rarely attacked are now demanding police protection. Mexican officials say the violence is the result of their own success in beheading the drug cartels. Quote, "Their heads have been deactivated and put in a jar," end quote. "The criminal organizations have no way of reacting other than with violence, and violence begets violence." There's a huge black market in weapons in the United States that they have to control, Mexican officials said. If they close that, the traffickers would be hitting each other with stones instead of bazookas. The fertile region surrounding Michoacán has a long history of producing marijuana and poppies for making heroin. These days, however, some locals are shunning agriculture in favor of the more profitable synthetic drug trade. In August, 24 municipal police officers were indicted on charges of conspiring with the powerful Gulf Cartel, whose bloody rivalry with the Sinaloa Cartel is blamed for much of the violence nationwide. The traffickers have also corrupted state and federal police. Quote, "The only way to stop the violence in Michoacán would be to replace the entire police force at all levels," said a state intelligence official, speaking on condition of anonymity. "You can't imagine what a huge problem we have here." End quote. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.